What's good, guys? This is the Sports Fanatic back at it again with yet another edition of the Sports Fanatic. Happy Sunday, everybody. Hopefully, y'all had a safe, blessed, productive, wonderful, just glorious day. You know what I'm saying? It was nice outside. So hopefully, y'all got to get outside, get a walk in, and get some fresh air. And it's God's day. It's Sunday. Hopefully, y'all got that word in. That's what y'all needed to do for real. Get that word in. You know what I'm saying? Every day is God's day, obviously. But today, especially, get that word in. You know what I'm saying? So, without further ado, let's hop right into it. So, today, I'm going to be giving my thoughts on the NBA draft. Obviously, it was this past Thursday. If you didn't know, well, now you know. It was this past Thursday. Some picks weren't a surprise. Others kind of were a surprise. So today, I'm going to be giving you three teams who I think killed the draft, who did very well. And one team that was questionable. You know what I'm saying? So, three truths, one lie. Okay, so here we go. So, the first team that I think really I like the draft a lot was the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, they're coming off a season where they made the play-in. I think they lost their first play-in game against the New Orleans Pelicans. I believe they were either the 11th or the 12th seed. And they lost, but they had a great all-star level season from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think they're on the up and up. You know, Chet Holmgren, their top pick last year, did not play this past year. Obviously, due to injury, he got injured in the offseason. Had to miss the entire season, so he should be back. But what they did was they went out and they got Cason Wallace and Derek Lively Jr. Cason Wallace, a combo guard from Kentucky, 6'4", 6'5", hounds the ball like no other. One of the best on-ball defenders in college basketball last season, regardless of conference. And Derek Lively, who was arguably the best interior presence, the best interior defender, shot blocker, whatever you want to call it, in college basketball last season. I like the Lively pick a lot because he is 7'2". He's a raw prospect. He had one of the lowest usage rates of anybody in the top 100, in the ESPN top 100 for this year's draft. So he doesn't need the ball to make an impact. And last year, what I saw from OKC was they were lacking a true interior presence. I mean, they had, I think, Alex Pokuševski, who's 7 feet, but he's very, very slender, very slim. Not much of a threat, in my opinion, inside. Holmgren obviously was hurt, but even when he's playing, he's more of a perimeter guy, even at 6'11". Jeremiah Robinson Earl, he did his best. He's 6'9", 6'10", you know, but he's not there yet, you know. And obviously guys like Jalen Williams, the first round, another top pick for them last year. He was very good, very productive. He's kind of like a dude, all type of good type of big man, 6'10". Can play the four or the five. But they never really had that true, just dominant interior rim protector. And I feel like Derek Lively can bring that. And you look at a guy like Cason Wallace, you know, who I think can one day be a starter for this team. You know what I mean? He can play. I mean, he does best. He's best with the ball in his hands, but. And obviously, with a guy like Shai, you got to learn to not have the ball in your hands because it's going to be Shai. The ball's going to be in Shai's hands a lot the next 10 plus years. So he showed great signs as a shooter. 35%, I believe, from three last year. So he can spot up a little bit. He can create his own. And like I said, he is a tremendous on-ball defender. His ball pressure is like no other from what I've seen last year. And, yeah, I mean, he's really all you want in a possible combo guard, you know. So I really, truly believe that, you know, the OKC Thunder had a very, very solid draft. And they are definitely on the up and up. Watch out for them next year. They are on the up and up. And you combine him, you combine Cason Wallace and Derek Lively with guys like Chet Holmgren, who's another who can play on the interior. He's got to bulk up a little bit, but he can. He is a very good shot blocker, EB shot blocker. Lugans Dort, who's an all-NBA defender, in my opinion. I don't think he made a team this past year. I got to check. But he's an all-NBA level talent on defense. Trey Mann, who is also a solid underrated defender on that team. So they have a couple guys who can play defense. And they got two more really good ones. And like I said, watch out for OKC next year. They're going to make some noise in the West. A second team that I believe had a very good draft was the Charlotte Hornets. Now, obviously, we're taking Brandon Miller, number two, over Scoot Henderson, the G League, top G League prospect. There was some hesitation with that for some people. Obviously, with Brandon Miller being involved in a murder case or being an accessory to a murder, it's kind of dimmed his light a little bit. But don't forget, man, this guy is a 6'9", small forward. He shot 38% from three, I believe, this past year. He can put on the floor. He got a good mid-range. He can grow into a very, very solid defender. He's kind of like a Paul George. He's slim, 6'9", same height. He actually idolized Paul George. I was a fair player. So it's a lot of Paul George in this game. So he can't be a good defender or grow into be a good defender in my eyes. And he, I feel like, can be a good complementary to LaMelo Ball, who obviously is the point guard for the Charlotte Hornets. And he's going to be their point guard, I believe, for the foreseeable future. And, you know, he's not going to have the ball in his hands a whole lot with LaMelo being there. But he can spot up. Like I said, he can create his own shot. And he'll be a good complementary to what's got going on. They also drafted Nick Smith, who I felt like was a good value pick. Coming into, well, Nick Smith, if you don't know, he's a combo guard out of Arkansas. And he is electric. He can fill it up. Okay, he can fill it up. He didn't have the best season in Arkansas his freshman year, his only year. But I can vouch for him that that team had a lot of ball-dominant players, guards especially. And he's playing in the SEC, one of the more physical conferences. He's not the biggest guy, but when he gets going, when he's in his groove, he can fill it up. So his ceiling is very, very high. I believe that, you know, he can grow into a very good player down the line. I feel like he's a good player now, but I feel like he can be a fringe all-star type talent down the line. And I feel like that was a very good value pick. He was a top 15 type player coming into his freshman year at Arkansas. The mock drafts all had him like top 15. Just check him out from a year ago. And, you know, they got him at, I believe, 27. And that was a very, very, very solid value pick. And watch out for Nick Smith. He's going to make some noise next year. And like I said, he can fill it up. So even though he does play the same position as LaMelo Ball, I believe that down the line, they can form a solid backcourt. And they can find a way to make things shake. You know what I'm saying? Because LaMelo Ball, he is a point guard. He's ball dominant. But I've seen him make plays off the ball. And Nick Smith, he played a lot off the ball. Being a second or third option this past year at Arkansas, I've seen him play with other ball handlers, so I know what he's capable of. So watch out for Nick Smith. And the Hornets did not stop there, y'all. They didn't stop there. They also got my boy Amari Bailey, combo guard out of UCLA. Now, when I talk about on-ball defense, another guy who needs to get his props is Amari Bailey. Now, he was one of the best on-ball defenders at UCLA last year, and he only has room to get better. That's it. Only has room to improve. He was also a decent value pick. He was a second round pick, but talent wise, ceiling wise, I believe he could have went first round. Very solid player, and I feel like he could be a good player off the bench for them for years to come. Who knows? Maybe even, you know, grow into a starter one day. You know. Either for the Hornets or for another team, who knows? But his defense off the charts. You know, 6'4", nice build. He can guard ones, twos, possibly some threes. You know, so 6'7" wingspan. So, you know, he's got the whole defensive package, kind of like a Jrue Holiday type guy on defense. I feel like he can be just as good, if not better. And also another underrated pick that they made was James Naji, a Nigerian center. Naji was a projected first round pick. His overall ranking was 24th. He went 31. 6'10, 225, raw talent, 7'4 wingspan. He can be a defensive monster. Okay, defensive monster. you know. And, you know, with Charlotte, they haven't had a dominant defensive presence inside, I feel like, since Alonzo Mourning back in the, I believe it was the 90s. Al Jefferson was a good player. He was more of an offensive guy, though. They've had some other good big men, but a true dominant interior defensive presence, they haven't had one in a while. And James Nnaji can be that. They also have Nick Richards, who's also another 7-footer out of Kentucky. And them together can make some noise on defense, some real noise on defense, you know. So James Nnaji is an underrated value pick. He was third in his position rankings for this draft. So he was top three at his position, but went in the second round. Can you believe that? I can't. So, another, bro, Charlotte killed it. I'm not going to lie to you. Charlotte killed this draft. I believe taking Brandon Miller over Scoot Henderson was the right pick because Brandon Miller has shown an ability to play off the ball. And I feel like ceiling-wise, you can kind of make, you can obviously make an argument for Scoot, to, you know, being a higher, you know, higher ceiling player. But Brandon Miller is the truth. He is the truth, and he is the way. Okay, and y'all will see. He is the truth. Okay, so I really do believe that pick was his right pick. Scoot's going to be an amazing player, obviously in Portland, but I do believe that was the right pick for the Hornets. And yeah, they had an amazing draft, and I really cannot wait to see what they do in the future. So another team that I believe had a really good, a solid draft, an underrated draft, was the Houston Rockets. Now, the Rockets last year finished, I believe, last in the Western Conference. They weren't really good at all. Or they finished second to last, one of those two. Weren't really good. Had guys kind of in and out. Had a whole bunch of 20 to 21, 22-year-olds. And they added two more, obviously, with this draft. But these are two really solid players. And Amen Thompson, point guard from, well, he played an overtime elite. He did not go to college, but solid player, true point guard, can facilitate, is a bigger point guard. You know, he is 6'7" point guard, you know, 6'7", 200 pounds. So he's kind of slender, but he can obviously put on weight. And he's a pure point guard. Great defensive prowess. And he knows how to score, attack the rim, facilitate. He does that. That's his game, you know. And I feel like the Rockets need a true point guard who can facilitate for others and who doesn't need to score to be effective. And that is Amen Thompson. I'm sorry, I'm probably saying his name wrong, but Amen Thompson. That is him. That is his game. Defense, playmaking, that is him. And so I believe Kevin Porter Jr. probably is on the move. I have a hard time seeing them being in the backcourt together. We'll see, but yeah, I believe KPJ could be on the move soon. But Amen Thompson, great pick. And number four, and also Cam Whitmore. Now, Cam Whitmore, he's raw. He didn't have the best season this past year at Villanova. But that whole team was really in disarray. I mean, I think this was like the first year without Jay Wright. It did not go well. First or second year without Jay Wright. Didn't go well. Not many half-court playmakers at all. And for a guy like Cam Whitmore, who was a freshman this past year, that could be tough, especially in a conference like the Big East, where defense is a thing. And, you know, a lot of veteran players in the Big East, a lot of guys who've been there a long time who know the ins and outs. So it could be tough for him, for a freshman, obviously, to adapt. But Cam Whitmore was the 6th overall rated prospect for ESPN, and he went number 20. So obviously the raw talent, the value is there. I feel like he can transition to an elite player, and he will come into his own one day. I feel like also Ime Udoka, the new head coach for the Houston Rockets, I believe he can really mold Cam into a very solid 3-and-D player, or even more, because Ime is one of the best defensive coaches in the league, as far as you know, well, in my opinion, one of the best defensive coaches in the NBA. And I feel like he's going to have these young Rockets players playing defense, showing up night in, night out, and just giving it their all. So he can definitely tap into something that Cam Whitmore hasn't. He can definitely tap into Cam's potential and, you know, really maximize his ceiling. If anybody can do that, it's Ime Udoka, especially since he's dealt with wings before, you know, being the head coach in Boston, dealing with Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. He's dealt with wings before, you know, so I believe he will have a great impact on Cam Whitmore, and he will max him out to the best of his ability. And, yeah, that's a great value pick. Obviously, the stats won't show it. The tape might not show it, but Cam Whitmore is an explosive athlete, a big body already. He's going to be an elite defender, in my opinion, down the line. And, yeah, so the Rockets, great job, killed it. Point guard of the future, 6'7", 200 pounds, Amen Thompson. He's the guy. And also, Cam Whitmore, great value pick. Houston, keep doing your thing. But one team, I did say, there was one team that I thought had a questionable draft was the Orlando Magic. Now, the Magic, with their first pick, they took combo guard Anthony Black out of Arkansas, 6'7", 185. Now, Anthony Black, as a player, is good. He's a big point guard, great facilitator, good getting downhill. He's a great athlete, one of the best in the draft, in my opinion. Just one of the best in this past draft, in my opinion. And he's got a really solid NBA game, you know, aggressive, can score on multiple levels. He's a very solid player, good rebounder. So, he's good. But it's the fact that the Magic have Cole Anthony on the roster still, another point guard, and Jalen Suggs also, another point guard. Now, they might trade Jalen Suggs, but and they also have Franz Wagner, he's kind of a shooting guard slash small forward, kind of a swing man, but he can play a little bit of point guard. He can, you know, run an offense. So they kind of have guards already. Markelle Fultz as well, I believe, is still on the roster. So they kind of already have guards. So somebody's got to be on the move. Somebody or some people are going to be moved because you can't have this big logjam at that point guard spot. And with another pick, I think it was, hold on, I have it right here in front of me. It was pick 11. They took Jet Howard, shooting guard out of Michigan. And I don't get it, you know? I don't get it. I would like to see them go with a big man here. Maybe they possibly take like a Derek Lively. Or a wing. Maybe they take a Cam Whitmore. I don't know, but just the fact that they took two guards when they already have three kind of combo guards on the roster already, it's kind of a head scratcher to me. You know, we'll see how it plays out for them. Their young team, you know, young coaching staff, management is management. You know, so we'll see what the Magic got going on. Obviously, they have kind of been in the dumps past couple of years. So we'll see if these picks kind of get things going, or you have a couple trades kind of get things going for them. But I don't get those picks. You know, Jet Howard, Anthony Black, solid players, great players, but I don't know. And Black might have been a little bit of a reach. I mean, Jet Howard might have been a little bit of a reach. He was projected to be pick number 19. He was 19th overall rated prospect. He went number 11, so that might have been a little bit of a reach. So we'll see how this plays out for Orlando. But it's questionable to me, but we'll see. So those are my opinions. Those are my takes. Those are my thoughts on the draft. Three teams who I think killed it: Charlotte Hornets, Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Houston Rockets. Great job. Great value picks. Great players. Keep doing what you're doing. Especially the Hornets, really, I think, killed it. I think the Hornets really killed it. Keep doing what you're doing. And are the Magic? I don't know. Maybe you have a plan that I don't know anything about. Maybe you have, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but, you know, figure it out. Figure out this logjam in the backcourt. And if you can do that, if you can develop some of these players, I feel like the Magic can be good down the road. Obviously, they have Paolo Banchero, the number one overall pick last year, who's their cornerstone piece. So, you know, maybe if they can build around him, you know, and some of these guards pan out, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, those are my opinions. Those are my thoughts. And, congrats to Victor Wembanyama, the French phenom, for going number one overall to the San Antonio Spurs. He's going to do great things. Great things. And, I think the Spurs are in good hands. I feel like Victor is in good hands. And that's going to be a team to look out for as well. You know, I'm really excited to see what Pop does with Wemby and, you know, how his career pans out. I'm really excited to see it. So congrats to them. Congrats to him. And, yeah, those are my thoughts. So y'all let me know what y'all think. If y'all could share this with at least one person, that'd be great. And, yeah, those are my thoughts. So I will see y'all when I see y'all. Peace. I'm out. Love y'all.